Around the world, health authorities are grappling with a resurgence of measles cases, which are up 300% during the first 3 months of this year. In the United States, there are now outbreaks in 23 states. It's the worst incidence of the disease since it was nearly eradicated almost 20 years ago. One of the hotspots for the current outbreak is New York City, as our North America correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
A boy, Daddy.
He's pretty good at drawing. Yeah.
The Mo family is spending a lot of time at home lately.
Look at that one.
Oh, my gosh.
They live at the centre of one of the measles outbreaks now affecting 23 US states. And while they're all vaccinated, including three-year-old Nicholas, who's had his second measles shot early, they're still avoiding public places, as Mitchell Mo explains.
Just a sheer fear of, you know, are we going to be subjected to this and that? And, you know, with everything that's happened in America these past couple of years with shootings and stuff like that, you know, you just don't want to be around people anymore.
In Rockland County, about an hour north of New York City, health authorities have administered more than 20,000 free vaccines. They've also banned unvaccinated children from schools and public places and are enforcing fines on those who don't comply. As local health commissioner Dr. Patricia Rupert explains, there's been resistance.
Hanging up the phone once they know it's local health department on the phone, or if we go to the house knocking on the door and saying, we won't speak to you.
Rockland County is home to a large community of Hasidic Jews, who some have blamed for the outbreak, which began when an infected child visited from Israel. That's led to accusations that Jewish parents are failing to vaccinate for religious reasons. Yossi Gestetner from the Orthodox Jewish Public Affairs Council says that's not the case.
It's garbage. I've yet to find one such person. Everyone who is against vaccines is against based on stories that they heard, concerns that they have, or maybe health challenges that they have in their household.
However, there are lifestyle factors that are helping measles to spread here. Close-knit communities who spend a lot of time together in small spaces provide the perfect environment for such a contagious illness.
Definitely, it's been horrifying.
Shoshana Bernstein is an Orthodox Jew and self-appointed vaccination advocate who says there are gaps across both Jewish and non-Jewish communities that enable measles to spread.
Within the Jewish demographic, the Orthodox Jewish demographic, we have communities who don't reach out via internet, and they are therefore not only limited in their access to education, but are extremely susceptible to the misinformation, which has been a very, very strong voice.
Pediatricians are now pushing for both religious and ideological exemptions to vaccinations to be outlawed as they grapple with the concerns of patients. Dr. Douglas Puder.
They feel that the unimmunized have put those that are immunized at risk.
So there's fear?
It's a little fear, yeah.
And young children are most affected. In Rockland County, New York, this is Zoe Daniel for AM.